Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends this Tuesday evening. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, and of course streaming live on 1320WILS.com. On the phone with me now, Senator Rick Jones, Republican from Grand Ledge. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. Very good.
Very good. It was a busy day, kind of an unusual day at the Capitol today in Lansing.
Well, yes, it was a busy day. The senators were working on the budget all day. And we had a little counter-protest on one side of the Capitol. We had the Tea Party. And the other side, we had some state union folks who were protesting.
And what was your understanding of why the union folks and their supporters were protesting outside today?
Well, it's my understanding that the state workers are saying they want absolutely no more cuts of any kind. And they feel that they've already given enough.
Is that realistic, given the budget problems that the state is facing, Senator? I mean, my understanding is everything is on the table from every portion of the state budget.
Absolutely. It isn't really realistic. We're either going to have to cut back some benefits or pay or something, or we're going to have a lot of layoffs. And I think most people would rather that we didn't have massive layoffs. So everything is on the table. In fact, today I requested a bill be drafted that my health insurance be cut. Currently I pay 7.6% to have health insurance. I want that to go to 20%. For all senators, for all representatives, lieutenant governor and governor, we need to set an example. We did take a 10% pay cut January 1, but now we've got to cut our benefits.
And I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to ask you about that. That was simply prompted by, if we're asking other people to give and to cut, we have to do it as well.
Yeah, specifically the reason that came up was the governor's budget director mentioned on the day they revealed his proposal for a budget. He mentioned that educators should probably take a cut in their benefits and pay 20% of the cost for their health insurance. He felt this would help balance the K-12 school costs. Well, I thought about it for a couple of days, and that's fine to ask for that if you do it to yourself first. And that's why I've drafted this bill. It's in the process, and I want my benefits cut.
Well, and you want it, like you said, you want other folks to join in as well, and lead by example. I'm wondering, as you saw the protesters and the counter protesters, the Tea Party came out. That's my understanding that members of the Tea Party in Michigan were there as well, kind of counter protesting. Was it calm out there today?
You know, I didn't see any violence. Perhaps because it was kind of cold today, that kept everybody bundled up and under control.
Well, clearly everybody, you know, a protest like this today here at the Capitol in Lansing it reminds of what's on our minds in the state of Wisconsin, and going on in Indiana and Ohio today as well, similar things going on. What do you think is happening? You know, what do you see is happening? I mean, your experience in law enforcement and as a legislator, what is your take?
Well, Governor of Wisconsin has decided he wants to end collective bargaining for most public employees. I think he left police and firefighters out of it because they certainly can't strike. We'd have trouble with public safety. So I think he wants to end collective bargaining for public employees. And so that's drawn a very harsh response from union members, and I've heard tens of thousands are marching on the Capitol. I don't expect to see that here. Governor Rick Snyder has always said that he would sit down with anybody, any group, and discuss things with them. And perhaps, you know, I certainly would hope that the unions come forward with their ideas for cuts. I've heard from some of them on cuts from too much excessive management to different things they think could be cut around the state. So I think we're all working together. Now, are we going to see some more protests here? I expect. when the weather gets warm, it will bring out a lot of different people, and that's fine. This is a democracy, and we welcome people to peacefully protest on the Capitol lawn.
Now, my understanding was some of the union protesters, union members and supporters were coming in to meet with their legislators and in line in front of their offices today. Did you have anybody at your door waiting to speak with you?
I had a whole group of state union workers show up. I believe they were UAW. And unfortunately, I wasn't here when they walked in. I was at a meeting on the budget with the other senators, but they talked with my staff, and they were pleasant, and it was not confrontational.
Very good. And meetings on the budget, how are they going? I mean, we're a week into the governor's budget proposal. The realities have sunk in now. We've talked a week or so ago about this is where the rubber hits the road. What kind of progress is being made in the steps that are needing to be taken?
Well, the appropriations committees have their assignment. They're all meeting, discussing every aspect of the budget. You have different appropriation committees for different areas. Like one will be DHS, another one will be corrections. They're all the different subcommittees that have to deal with the entire state budget. And we're talking a budget of some $45 to $46 billion. So it's like running a massive company. So it's pretty complicated. And our leader today, Randy Richardville, reminded everybody how important it was and said that he would be calling for people to work through some of the weekends and late into the evening. I fully support him on that. I put in a lot of hours, and I expect everybody else will, too.
I read an article from the Macomb Daily newspaper in which Governor Rick Snyder gave an interview on Monday, and he talked about trying to reposition the state by redoing the tax system. That's realistic?
Oh, absolutely. You know, what we have right now, the Michigan business tax, it's usually called the MBT in the newspapers, and the MBT surcharge are stifling future businesses and companies from coming here. It's a very complicated, convoluted mess. I voted against it when it was originally proposed in the middle of the night, by the way, and I think it was a huge mistake to pass it. The governor has proposed a very simple, easy-to-understand corporate income tax. You know, you make so much money, and this is what you pay, a certain percent. And I think that's doable. Certainly everybody wants a change for something simpler. So if a company or a business calls from anywhere from California to Maine, they will know exactly what their tax liability is when they bring their jobs to Michigan.
Well, and that is part of the repositioning that I understand that he's talking about. They're no longer will some businesses and employers get double taxed, where owners or partners are paying individual income taxes plus business paying taxes on their own annual proceeds. So that's right in line with what you're talking about.
Yes, I think it's very positive for the future of Michigan. In fact, we were recently recognized in the Wall Street Journal as a state that's turning it around. And, you know, when you get mentioned in the Wall Street Journal, that is very, very positive because that is read by companies all over the country.
What else is on your docket? You always have, I don't know how many plates spinning in the air at once, Senator.
Well, you know, I'm a chair of judiciary. And so I work on everything from banning the new designer drug that's been nicknamed bath salts, to dealing with the sex offender registry. Tomorrow morning at 8:30, I'm having a hearing on our sex offender registry. We're required by the federal government to come into compliance with the Adam Walsh Child Protection Act. And briefly, what that does is it puts our sex offenders into different tiers, so you will know what an extreme child predator is, you know, if you look somebody up on the list. And at the same time, we're getting rid of the Romeo and Juliet type cases. That's a couple of teenagers, perhaps a 17-year-old boy, 15-year-old girl, boyfriend, girlfriend, totally consensual. That'll be off the list.
And I think that's important. I'd love to talk to you about that further at another time, because I think it's important for people to understand the differentiations in the tiered system that you're talking about. So I would love to have you come back and talk to me about that at another time.
We'll do that soon.
Very good. Thank you so much for your time tonight, Senator, and have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Senator Rick Jones. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.